Ma'am, do you know who keep pressing that on and off?
That was me, Pastor. I'm sorry. I was trying to click on the right button.
Oh, okay then. Okay, and let them know, those that are on the line, that are not on the moderated line, if they would like, give them the email address where they can let us know so we can give them the code so they can get in. And we want to hear everyone praying out loud, praying to the Father, because, I mean, it's just like fire. I mean, it's just igniting each and every one of us. So give them the email address before we get started.
Yes, the email address, you can email Pastor Deborah at dajpro7@AOL.com, dajpro7@AOL.com, where you can send her an email.
Amen, amen. So let's get ready. Father, I thank you, Lord, for this day, because truly this is the day that you have made. And, Father, I thank you in advance that you hear us when we pray. And, Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that every request, every prayer, every utterance that will be uttered on this call on this morning, that you will hear it, Father. And we give you thanks in advance, because we declare in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that this is the day that you have made. And, Father, we choose to rejoice. And we thank you, Lord, that this time of prayer is a space of you refreshing us. It's a space where we are mounting up with wings of an eagle. It's a space where you are refreshing us and strengthening us for every activity that we will face on today. And we will give your name the praise and your name the thanks forevermore in the precious name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, in advance. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Naomi, open up the line so we can get started.
Hallelujah. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, we come before you and thank you, God. Oh, God, we glorify your name this morning, this evening, God. Father, we thank and praise you for all that you're doing in our life. Father, we thank and praise you for bringing us together another day. Father, we thank you for the Archbishop, the Master Prophet. We thank you for Prophetess and those of Zoe, God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father, we come before you with glory and thanksgiving and honor and worship tonight, God. Father, we're asking you, God, to wash us, cleanse us from all unrighteousness, God. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask you to lead us, God. Hallelujah, guide us, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give us right direction, God. Increase our faith, God. Increase our faith, God. And God, after we've done everything we could to stand, God, help us to stand, therefore, God, in the liberty, God. And God, we ask you for wisdom today, God. Father, you told us that we can ask and you give it to us freely, God. So, God, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we ask you for wisdom and guidance and direction. Father, we ask you to cover our children. Bless them, God. Keep them on the road safely, God. Keep them from others' mistakes and others from theirs. Keep us, God, in every heart that's represented here today. Father, we ask you to go into our home, God. Direct our families, God. Direct our path. Father, touch our ministries, God. Lead our ministries, God. Help us to be good leaders, God. Help us to be good prayer warriors, God. Help us to fight this fight, God. Help us, God, to surrender to you, God. Knowing, God, that you're fighting our battles for us, God. Knowing, God, that you're the anchor in our life, God. Father, we thank you, God. We honor you. We praise you, God. We give you much thanksgiving, God. Father, without you, God, we wouldn't be able to make it. God, I know you're to be my provider. I know you're to be my feeder, God. I know you're to be my healer, God, and I thank you, God. I thank you, God. I thank you for even today. Thank you for the worship today, God. Thank you, God, because without you, God, I wouldn't even know how to lift my hands, God. Without you, God, I wouldn't know how to take the next step. But, God, I want to tell you thank you because you didn't have to do it, God, but you did. And I thank you, God. I worship you, God. I praise you and I honor you. In the name of Jesus, who gave his life for me, God. My family, my church, my children, my ministry, God. I thank you. Thank you for everyone on this line, God. Thank you for their strength and their covering. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father God. We thank you this day, Father God, for honoring us, Father God, for lifting us, Father God. Thank you for giving us a house, someplace we can serve, someplace we can learn, Father God, and someplace that we can assemble as a group and as a family and as a unit to lift up your name, Father God. Answer our call, Father God. We cry out to you, Father God. Remember us, God. Remember us, God. And even if you don't hear the voice of our sound, hear our keys that have been
speak louder, louder.
Father God. Of our seed for our family, Father God. For healing for our family, Father God. Restoration of our family, Father God. Family members with bipolar, family members that are
in the name of Jesus.
Family members that are addicted, Father God. For whatever the circumstances is, Father God, we're asking you to deliver them in this hour, Father God. Thank you, God, for our businesses and our creativities that you bless us with, that we can serve you still with these things, that people will be joined and come together and network, Father. And the growth, Father God. And God, it's on our hearts for our children, Father God, whether they be of ours or not, Father God, that children,
Father,
that peer pressure won't hit them, that
peace won't hit
them, gangs won't hit them, influences won't
touch their heart, touch their mind,
God, but you will encourage them, you will keep them, Father God, you will awaken them who they are,
in the name of Jesus.
God, and they are our tithes, Father God. They are our tithes also, Father God.
Lord, yay, Lord.
Thank you, God, for just moving in our spirits, Father God, that love you, to connect you, connecting with one another, Father God, so that we're all one together, even on this phone. Thank you, God, even for the prophet who awakens the prayer time in our pastor, Father God, for she invited us. She didn't have to invite us, but we all have a calling, and we're all one in this together, Father God, as we reunite, God. Hear our cry, hear our call, Father God. I'm asking you, Father God, our seeds, hear the seeds, Father God, that are planted. Help the ministry to be global. Help all the ministers on this line, Father God, that their ministries will grow and grow and grow. Help us, Father God, that we will come in together with right network, God, in this season, that people, jokesters, tricksters won't try to come and use and abuse our talents and our love and our hearts, Father God. God, there are people out there lonely, Father God. Help them, comfort them. Send that comforter over to them, the angels, Father God, awakening them even more love for the thing that they desire that they must also give, Father God. We're asking you just to touch the seniors give their body strength, give their body strength, and keep their minds, Father God. Thank you for the healing in people's lungs today, Father God, their minds and their body and their soul. We always give you the praise. 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 Amen and amen. Amen.
Amen. Father God, thank you for the midnight cry and this opportunity to agree, come into agreement together in prayer, Lord God, as your word declares a threefold cord is not easily broken. So how much more as we come in agreement here tonight? Thank you for this opportunity, Lord, with the midnight cry. And thank you for what you are doing, Lord. Thank you that you have made us the head and not the tail. Thank you for the plans for good that you have prepared for us, Lord God, and the direction you are moving, even with the globalization of the prophetic, Father. Lord, establish our ways. Continue to direct our paths. Thank you for your covering and protection that is upon each one of us and our families as well, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that that as we put pressure upon you and the covenant with our tithes and offerings, that you remember us, Lord God. You have not forgotten us, and that your plans for us are for good. Thank you for strength, Lord God. And again, that we are the head and not the tail. And continue to direct our path, Lord. Give us wisdom and insight and clarity. Give us strength, Lord, to keep moving forward and not be afraid of failure, but to keep persevering and keep running the race, even though we don't see the whole picture, Lord God, to keep taking steps forward in obedience, Father God, and trusting you, Lord God, that you are bringing us through in victory, even already, Lord God. Thank you for the victory that we have in you, and continue to direct our path, Lord. Help us to give us eyes to see, Lord, and ears to hear what your Spirit is saying, and that we will move forward into the things you have for us. Thank you for Archbishop Jordan and Pastor Deborah and the plan that you have for them. Continue to bring wisdom and protection upon them and their family, Lord, and the company of prophets as you continue to direct our paths with the globalization of the prophetic and the vision you've given Master Prophet for what's ahead. And help us to continue to trust you, Lord God, and even continue to take our part to touch our hearts, Lord, even with witty inventions and creative ideas to see the prosperity that you have for each one of us, Lord God, and enter into all the things that you have for us, the abundance, the wealth, and the plans for that you have for us, Lord God. Touch our hearts to be involved, Lord God, where you using the gifts that you put in us, and be on the court, Lord God, and not a spectator, that we would be very much involved and a part of what you are doing, Father. Thank you so much for all the plans you have for us, Lord God. Continue to stir our hearts and be a part of what you are doing and guide us, Father. Direct our path. Make a way, Lord, even where there seems to be no way. We thank you for victory, Lord God. We thank you for breakthrough, even when it seems there's breakdown and we can't see, we can't understand what's going on, that it's even a preparation for something entirely new that you are moving us into. So thank you so much for all you are doing, Lord God. Bless each one that's involved, Lord God, and continue to help us to be a vessel of contribution to those around us as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Lord, just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord. I just want to say thank you today, God. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you. Yes, Lord. I just want to say thank you, God. Just thank you so much, Lord.
Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Lord, that we will live out the destiny and the purpose that you put in our lives, God. So tonight I just say thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen.
Oh, God, we thank you, Father God, for your healing. We thank you, Lord, for touching us from the top of our heads to the tip of our toes. We thank you, Lord, for the divine health, healing, and wholeness. For Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Christ has redeemed us from sickness. Christ has redeemed us from poverty. Christ has redeemed us from spiritual death. We thank you for healing even in our bloodline, God, from every generational curse. We thank you, Lord, that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you, Father, to the pulling down of strongholds and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of you. And God, we decree and declare the victory, Lord God, over all the wiles of the enemy. We thank you for victory over every danger, seen and unseen. We thank you, Lord God, for victory over every snare and pitfall that might be set up before us. We thank you. We cancel every work of darkness. We thank you, Lord, that the victory is before us, God. And we thank you, Lord God, for even our pastor, Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan. We thank you, God, that you have raised her up to stand with our archbishop. We thank you, God, that she is the neck that turns the head, God. And we decree and declare strength from your sanctuary as she stands, Father God, Lord God, in the gap. We thank you, God, for the victory on every side, going and coming, every door open, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, and we stand with her, God, strengthening her hands as she strengthened our archbishop's hands, God. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings of God that make it rich and added no sorrow. We thank you, Lord God, for even bringing our elders into safety. We thank you for health and healing and wholeness and longevity for our elders. We thank you, Lord God, that no disease no heart condition, no kidney failure, no cancer shall consume them, God, because we call health, healing, and wholeness from the top of their heads to the tip of their toes, God. We decree and declare that there will be no dementia. There will be no Alzheimer's. We thank you for clarity of mind, clarity of thought. We thank you for total victory. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Save now, I beseech thee. O Lord, I beseech thee. Send now prosperity. Blessed be he that cometh in the name of the Lord. We have blessed you out of the house of the Lord. God is the Lord, which he has shown us light. Bind the sacrifice with cords, even unto the horn of the altar. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exhort thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is so good. For his mercy endureth forever. And Father, I thank you for Archbishop Ebenard Jordan. I thank you for Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. I thank you for the Jordan family. I thank you for the company of prophets. I thank you for strength, healing, and joy. Father, I thank you for the open doors of success. Father, I thank you for everything that you have created. I thank you for being a partaker of your grace and your goodness. Father, I thank you for family. I thank you for every family member that's on this line. I thank you for the open doors of opportunity and increase. Father, I thank you for just instructing. Father, I thank you for loving me until I can love myself. Father, I thank you for the mothers of the church. Father, I thank you for the deacons and deaconesses of the church. Father, I thank you for the expansion and growth and maturity. Father, I thank you for every eye that is upon us. Father, I thank you for the people of God. I thank you for the world. I thank you for the politicians. I thank you for education for our children. I thank you for family, Lord. I thank you for just loving us. I thank you for your creation. Father, I just thank you. I thank you right now for all that you do and what you're about to do. Father, I know that no weapon formed against anyone on this line or anyone in the sound of my voice shall ever prosper, because you have made us all. You have made us all perfect, whole, healed, and complete. Father, there's nothing that we can't accomplish if we just trust you. Father, we thank you for your son who gave his life for all of our well-being. And I thank you, Father, for everything that you have allowed me to experience. I thank you for the new beginnings. I thank you for the new connection. Father, I'm just thanking you for sisterhood. And I thank you for Father, I just thank you for I thank you for family. I thank you for the men. I thank you for the men in the family. I thank you for legacy. I thank you for my mom, even though she passed, but her legacy lives on. I thank you for, oh my God, each one of all. I thank you for wisdom, Father. I just thank you for wisdom. And Father, I just thank you for I thank you for your grace. Father, thank you for sacrifice. Father, thank you for just walking with this journey, experiencing every moment of the journey. Father, I thank you for the homeless. I thank you for the elderly. I thank you for what you're doing in their lives, Lord. Father, just allow them to know that you'll never leave them, nor will you ever forsake them. Father, I thank you for them coming out and they coming up. Father, I thank you for the writers. I thank you for the words that express and move people from one point to another. Father, I just thank you for action. I thank you for taking action. I thank you for not fearing anything. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for everything that you have given to me and have keep placing in front of me, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for every door that seems closed that you have already opened it up for my better good. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my family. I thank you for the life that you have given us, the abundant life, God. I thank you for the opportunities and the possibilities that you keep putting before us, God. I thank you for the inspirational thoughts and the life that you give us with each thought and life that you have put in front of us to better ourselves, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for our children. I thank you for our family and our parents and our grandparents. Father God, I lift up our brothers and our sisters before you, God. Father God, to protect them wherever they go, God, that no harm should come against them. I thank you for even you putting the angels around, the protecting angels around our sons, God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you send right people to our children to guide them, God. Father God, I ask that anything that is not of you to cancel it out in the name of Jesus, God. To cancel it out in the name of Jesus, Father God. Father God, let your will be done in the life of those that desire to have you, God. For you get the greater praise and you get the honor in everything that we do, God. Every time we walk, we say thank you, God. Every we open up our mouths, we say thank you, God. We say thank you, God, for everything you have done for us. We say thank you, and when you have given it to us, God, and we did not even deserve it, we say thank you. We say thank you for the favor that you have placed upon our lives on each every merciful day, God. I say thank you every time that I wasn't able to do it. You had me do it anyway, God. I say thank you every time you have given me strength and I have loved you, God. I say thank you, God. I say thank you, God, every time when I'm loving you, for God, and you gave me no strength, you gave me the prosperity type, God. I say thank you, God. I say thank you, God. God, I ask you to send a special blessing to every entrepreneur, everyone that has given life and seen your life, God. I ask you to bless. Father God, I ask that you speak upon every seed, God. Hear the cry of their seed and of their heart, God. God, listen to what they said, God. Please, God, do not forget about us, God. Know that in Christ that we make, God, it's just what we open up for, God. You open us more so we can receive more, God. And we thank you for everything and everything that you have given us. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
And Father God, we thank you right now, as your word says, that men shall always pray and never faint. And Father God, we thank you right now. Your word says, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. He is to open unto their prayers. The face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Father God, we come into your throne of grace, and we tell you thank you right now for what you're doing. We thank you in advance for what you're doing in our life. And Lord Jesus, we give you honor, we give you praise, we give you thanks for what you're doing in advance in our life. I thank you, Father God, that right now we, hallelujah, that you're causing your angels to be ushered around your people, Father God. Surround them with your angels, God, of protection, God. Surround your angels, hallelujah, your people with your angels of love. Surround your angels, hallelujah, with around your people for, hallelujah, divine uncommon favor. Surround your people with your angels for healing, God, and deliverance, God. Surround your people with your angels of peace. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you right now for Archbishop Master Prophet E. Bernard Jordan and Pastor Prophetess Deborah Jordan and their beloved family, Father God. We thank you for their family, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you're getting ready to do exceedingly, abundantly, all that they can ask or even think according to the power that worketh in them. We thank you, Father God, that your divine angel is shouting, hallelujah, it's overshadowing their whole life. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the, hallelujah, the spirit of increase, the spirit of release, the spirit, hallelujah, of overflow. We thank you, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that you've given us that agape love. Hallelujah, give us that agape. agape love, that unconditional love. Hallelujah, where it does not have any boundaries, but it's unlimited love. In the name of Jesus, Father God, be our peacemaker. Jesus, be our peacemaker. God, I never want a petition in our life right now. And be our peacemaker in the name of Jesus. Lord, your word say, let your request be made known. And the peace of God with the path of all understanding. Hallelujah, should keep your hearts and mind. And Father God, I thank you right now that let this mind be within us that was also in Christ Jesus. We can do all things through Christ that strengthen us. And no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. But every tongue that shall rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. I thank you, Father God, that you are a shepherd and we shall not want. I thank you, Father God, that you have given us power to attain wealth in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you're making us the head and not the tail. You're putting us on top and not beneath. I thank you, Father God, you're painting us and you, hallelujah, you're saturating us as a target for your blessing, that it may run us down and overtake us. We thank you, Father God, for the floodgate. I thank you, Father God, that you say, give us this day our daily bread. Father God, give us daily bread. Daily bread in the name of Jesus. You said, Father God, that you would give us seed to sow and bread to eat, and we decree and declare that promise that is operating in our life right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, help us to walk in the spirit of meekness, the spirit of love, the spirit of joy. Give us the, hallelujah, give us that joy, not that the world can give to us, but give us that unspeakable joy. Hallelujah, joy in the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, we ask you to go before us, to make every crooked place straight in our life. And I plead the blood of Jesus over every situation, hallelujah, your people's life right now in the name of Jesus. I plead the blood of Jesus over their families, over their homes, their communities, their schools, our children. I plead your blood. Cover our children with your blood, Lord. Cover them in your blood, Lord. Let no hurt, harm, or danger befall them, God, in the name of Jesus. We cancel every assignment of the enemy against our family, against marriages, hallelujah, against, hallelujah, our ministry. Let it be called null and void in the name of Jesus. Father God, we decree and we declare victory and breakthrough. We call forth your dunamis power, that yoke-breaking power. Break every yoke of bondage. Break every spirit of oppression, every spirit of depression. We come against it right now, the spirit of division. Get out of here. We call forth the spirit of unity, love, peace, joy, meekness, honor, kindness, prosperity. We call it forth now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, send us now prosperity. Now prosperity. Hallelujah. Saturate us with the prosperity. And we call forth Michael the archangel to be on assignment for us and do warfare in the heavens for us in the name of Jesus. In your name, Jesus. And Lord Jesus, we give you the glory. We give you the honor, knowing that all the honor and the glory belongs to you. In Jesus' name.
Yes. It is so. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you in advance that you hear us when we pray. Therefore, Father, we point our eyes and our hands up unto you, Lord. But Lord, we know that it is in you that we receive all that we have need of, Father. Therefore, Father, even as we move forth into this new day, Father, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are anointing our eyes so that we can only see those things that you have already desired for us to see. We anoint our ears so that we will only hear what we need to hear on today, Father. And Father, we anoint our mouth, Father, that even as we will open up our mouth, Father, Father, that we will only speak speak what you have us to speak, Father. Anoint us, Father. Anoint our footsteps, Father. So even as we will walk and move through this day, Father, that our footsteps will be ordered by you, that we will move in accordance with your word and where you want us to go. In the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this day, but truly this is the day that you have made. And Father, we can say thank you, and we give you praise, and we give you thanks for everything that you're doing in our lives. Stir us up and stir the families and our churches and our community up and awaken them unto righteousness so that they too will know in whom they believe. They too will know that you are still God and you still hear us when we pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, as you direct us in this day, Lord, that all shall be well. And we thank you for your angels of goodness and mercy that shall follow us, even in our business transaction. We thank you that goodness and mercy shall be with us. Even as we go into the school system, goodness and mercy, going shopping, goodness and mercy shall follow us and shall be with us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, for every heart, every soul, every household that's represented here on tonight, on this morning, early morning. Father, we thank you right now.
Yes.
And we ask you to bless them and strengthen them and keep them in the way that they should go. In the name of Jesus, amen, amen. Well, thank every heart and soul for coming out, being a part, thinking it not robbery to be a part of this prayer. And it can, I can only tell you that it's going to get better and better in the name of Jesus. So, Naomi, I'm going to turn it over to you, and you can give the people the announcement. I love you, family. Peace and blessings on today.
Amen, amen. Well,
we love you more, Pastor Jesus.
Yes, indeed. We love you all. Thank you all for coming on this Monday morning call. We are going to decrease. Want to let you know, check your email. Our Archbishop, our Master Prophet, has given us special instructions to do for coming into this spring, and we know we're part of the prophetic church, so we receive prophetic instructions that we're able to work with. So check your email with dealing with some oil and dealing with some spring cleaning. Check your email. You don't want to miss out. Also, at 12 noon in 11 and a half hours, join Prophetess Jessica Jordan, Prophetess Deanna Kelly,
Thank you, Lord.
Prophetess Pamela Haas. They will be here noonday where you have lunch with the prophets, and they're going to be talking about different things and different items that is happening around in the church community, in the spiritual community. You don't want to miss out. And I believe the theme today is Monday Man Cave Monday or something like that. So definitely get back on the call. And also make sure you check out because Bishop Jordan, our Archbishop, is going to be sending us a recording of when we're going to join into the live conference call. So keep your phone line open. And I believe that is all the announcements for tonight. I want to thank everyone. For coming on the line tonight. And we will be back here at 11:50 p.m. later on tonight. I will talk to you all later. God bless and have a wonderful morning. Good night.
Amen.
God bless.
Bless you.
Amen.